Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. On this episode, we're going to talk about the risks of not following safety instructions. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Till date, there has been a number of incidents where a sudden, unexpected explosion or fire has taken place in a chemical factory and leads to numerous deaths and heavy financial losses. Also, on a daily basis, the machine operators meet with either minor or major industries or major accidents, where the worker loses a hand or even a life. This reason is why such unfortunate incidents occur is due to a failure of following safety instructions at the workplace. There are dangers associated while performing certain tasks. If appropriate care is not taken care of while performing these tasks, they turn out to be risky for your life. Please, you know, follow the safety instructions, you know, every day. Do your checklist for your safety. Hence, care needs to be taken by the following safety instructions. Safety instructions make a user/worker aware of the risks in their work and guide them how to avoid injury while performing those tasks. Failure to follow the necessary instructions can cause serious injuries or even lead to death. Manufacturing, construction, mining, production, and warehousing presents a few examples of the industries where the number of daily tasks are full of risks. For instance, welding work generates a fire of high temperature. Drilling requires the use of heavy equipment, the use of heavy machinery to lift, load, and unload, and destruct things on a construction site, and working at heights and so forth. There is a risk associated with most of those tasks. Hence, the worker needs to follow the safety instructions and use safeguards such as use of safety glasses along with the protection of a shield, footwear, protective suit while entering the boiler cabin, and hearing protection. Chemical industries use different types of chemicals. Some chemicals are marked with X on them, indicating that they are poisonous and hazardous, and the safety instructions are written below them. The user is required to follow them while using these such chemicals. Some chemicals are to be opened only in a chemical hood. Similar, every chemical has a specific storage condition. Failure to follow the safety instructions lead to permanent damage both to the user and others too. Therefore, it is necessary that the safety instructions should be documented at a workplace for risky procedures and implement training for hazardous tasks. While making these safety instructions, they need to be reviewed by an experienced worker. Proper implications of the safe procedures involve training and supervising. Again, train your people. Keep going on toolbox talks. Talk about safety. If your worker does not follow the safety instructions, then he or she needs to be consulted and trained again. If the risk is associated with the procedures can be minimized, then it should be implemented. For example, instead of a manual drilling work, if the mechanical lifting device can be performed the same with safety, then it should be used. Similar, if less hazard solvents serve the same purpose as a hazard, then it should be purchased. Further, the work procedures need to be reviewed periodically and modified. Thus, safety instructions, when followed, allow to perform risky work with care and minimize accidents and lead to a safe work environment. People, It always has to have safety first before anything. You got to have safety first. You know, you need to have the love of your employees and their families in your eyes. Again, if you got any questions, give us a call, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.